Almost every day, boats full of African migrants try to reach Spain. Spain is trying hard to keep the migrants out, using sea patrols and deporting those who are caught on Spanish soil. But most young migrants who make it are allowed to stay, and shelters for them are overflowing. Jerome Sokolowski reports from the town of Écija in southern Spain.
Moroccan teenager Sohail Baharu relaxes with his favorite music, North African rap, in his bedroom at a shelter for young migrants. He takes out an album and shows photos of his family back in Tangier. Life is hard without your parents, he says. 2 years ago, at the age of 17, Baharu went to Belgium with his family. Then he came to Spain by himself. Spanish law doesn't allow police to deport minors unless the parents can be located, and there's some reasonable certainty that the young people will not be mistreated by authorities back home. Sitting next to Baharu is Abdelghani Maroufi. 11 months ago, he paid a human trafficker more than $1,000 to cross the Strait of Gibraltar in a small boat with 17 other minors. I knew that when I came here, being 17 years old, there would be a center that would help me get working papers, he says. Spanish police turn many of the young migrants over to charitable foundations around the country that run shelters such as this one in Écija. Here, young migrants are fed, housed, and given help in finding jobs. Elena Rodriguez of the Aproni Foundation, which runs the shelter, says it's right that the teenagers are not sent home. If they've risked their lives to come in a boat or in the undercarriage of a bus, it's because of the conditions they live in their country of origin. No one risks their life for nothing, she says. According to government figures, more than 2,500 underage migrants arrived in Spain last year, more than a third without their parents. Spanish authorities were able to deport only 111 of them. Authorities here struggle to cope with the growing population of young migrants. Schools and even an old shellfish plant have been converted into temporary absorption centers. The resources of the administration are collapsing, Rodriguez says. Social workers warn that the new arrivals divert resources that normally would go to helping troubled Spanish teenagers. Politicians are bickering over how to distribute the migrants throughout the country. And there are concerns about Muslim militancy. Kamel Rahmouni is the director of the Association of Moroccan Immigrant Workers, which runs a shelter for migrant children in Madrid. I think it's possible to say that they are easy terrain for radicals looking to indoctrinate people in their radical ideologies, Rahmouni says. The bombing of commuter trains 3 years ago in Madrid allegedly was carried out by a group of Moroccans, most of them young. Prosecutors say the suspects were inspired by Al-Qaeda's ideology. The young Moroccans listening to music at the shelter in Écija don't seem too concerned about religion or politics. Everybody wants a better life, says Sohail Baharu. You're not going to go somewhere where you earn less money. With his baseball cap, ponytail, and golden lobster pendant, this Moroccan teenager says his idols are not Al-Qaeda's leaders, but the American gangster rappers he likes to sing along with. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Écija, Spain.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.